Okay. We're on Tes Vav Amad Aleph, about 8 lines down or so. It says, Aval lo besandol hamasuma. It says you shouldn't send your sandal masuma on Yom Tov. Right, so says the Gemara, sandal masuma my time alone. Why can't you send a sandal that is strengthened with nails on Yom Tov? So answer the Gemara, Mishum Maisha Shahaya, because of an incident that's happened. And they made a gezeira that you're not allowed to wear them. That was Chanani ben Akavia, which we saw in Chagiga. Yeah, that you're not allowed to wear this sandal masuma because once upon a time, there's some people hiding in a cave, and they said people can come in, but they can't go out, because they would if they were going to go out, that the people were going to see them when they're coming out. And then somebody basically flipped around a sandal masuma or something, so it like got put on the wrong way around, and it looked like somebody left, and they all got scared, and they trampled one another to death, and we don't go there. Okay, it says Amar Abaye, it says Abaye, sandal hamasuma, this sandal masuma is also lenaaloi, it's also to wear it, mutal tautalo, but it's not muksa, you can move it around. Okay, and we're going to prove that from our Mishnah. Also lenaaloi, it's also to wear it, Mishum Maishash Haya, because of that incident that happened, and that with the Medigazera, that you can't wear it. However, it's mutal tautalo, it's mutal to carry it, yeah, Mirgitani in Mishalchin, because it said in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to send it. Right. Di osu l'taltalo, if it will be osu l'taltaloi, hashtra l'tiltuli osu, because now that you can't even, it's muksa, right, Mishalchin miboyi, right, you can, what's the havamina? You can't send muksa. You can't, obviously you can't send muksa because you can't move muksa. So it must be that you're allowed to move it, so it's not muksa. So we prove from our Mishnah that the sandal masuma is not muksa, and there is an opinion that holds actually it is muksa, I think, somewhere. So, but our Mishnah holds it's not muksa. You just can't wear it. And since you can't wear it, you can't send it. Right? I suppose you don't send things, just choose just to fiddle around with. Okay. Velo minal she'enu tofo. You can't send also a shoe that is not sewn. So pshitas, that's pashita. What are you going to use an unsewn shoe, half-finished shoe for? Okay, so this is the Gemara. Lo nitzricha, the afal gav, that even though the nokit that it's held, bases the prefix over here, siki, with little, either Rashi says it's like pegs, or it's kind of sewn together in some kind of like temporary fashion. Bit at the top, bit at the bottom, and bit at the sides. Okay, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Avlo Min Olavan. You can't even send a white shoe. It's a shoe that's usable, but it's white, and people wouldn't wear that. Tanya, go to Brisa. Rebbe Yehuda Matia Beshocho. Rebbe Yehuda permits people to send a black shoe, because black shoes people wear, as I'm sure many people have here. Yeah, but Osa Volavan, when it's Osa in white shoes, Mimnesha Tzurich, because you need Bitzas. I think here Bitzas means like some, like a clod or some kind of hagia means some kind of like black dye or something, because it needs this black dye. So Rabbi Yossi Bashocho, Rabbi Yossi is even Oisa in Shocho. Why can't you send black shoes? Why? Because you need to polish it, or really alternative means smooth it. Okay. Says the Gemara on the Braisa, Velopaligi, they're not actually arguing over here in Halacha, right? Rather, Marki Asrei, right? This master is like his land. He's applying Halacha according to his place. Marki Asrei, and this person is applying the Halacha to his place. It's going to explain. So, by Asrei, this is of Rebbe Yehuda. In the land in over by Rebbe Yehuda, Demar, Bisrul Tachas, with the hide, the skin of the leather, the fleshy bit of the side of the leather is on the bottom, meaning it's towards your feet. So it's like, so therefore the smooth bit of the leather is on the outside. So as soon as the smooth bit of the leather is on the outside, you don't need to smooth it, because it's pre-smooth. If you look, is that suede shoes the opposite? You know, suede like whatever, maybe that's the Bossa.
Like, but one side is like, I mean, it's not finished.
Yeah, exactly. So the non-finished side, so if you put the non-finished side inside, then you don't have to do anything more to it. But if you do it the other way around, yeah, right, and but Asri Damar, no, right, and in the place of Rabbi Yossi, Bishul El, they put the fleshy bit outside, meaning the unsmooth bit outside. So therefore, you still lacking the smoothing procedure, and therefore you won't be allowed to. A person wouldn't wear it, so therefore you can't send it. Okay, Zechlal. This is the principle that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Anything that you adorn oneself on Yom Tov. Rav Sheshes Shora Lahu L'Rabbanon. Rav Sheshes permitted to the rabbis L'Shaduri to send Tefillin B'Yom Tov, to send a present of Tefillin on Yom Tov. Is this Bar Mitzvah? I don't know. But they're sending Tefillin on Yom Tov. Seems very strange. Yes, I see why you bothered. Yes. Omalei Abaye, this is Abaye. Vaha, and answer that, this is our Mishnah. Kol shenoisen bo b'yom tov, mashal kenoisen. Anything that you would adorn yourself with on Yom Tov, then you can send it. And we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. So how can, what's going on? So the Rav Sheshes said to him, no. Hachika Amar, no, this is how you read the Mishnah. Right? Kol shenoisen bo b'chol. Anything that you have, you would wear in the weekday, mashal kenoisen bo Yom Tov, then you can send it on Yom Tov. Basically, the Yom Tov that we read, we thought that anything that you adorn yourself with on Yom Tov, you don't read the Mishnah like that. It means anything that you adorn yourself with, you can send it on Yom Tov. Was that, you know, because that you're not allowed. Oh, very good. So Rashi asked the question. Very good. Yeah, no, because Rashi asked the question. He says over here, but sandal is, it says the difference between sandal and tefillin is sandals. Also to wear it on Yom Tov. So if you're going to send it, you may come to wear it. Whereas tefillin, there's no issur in wearing tefillin. Very good, well done. Okay, Yosef. Wow, what would we do without you? Okay, so Mishal can also be on Tov. So Amar Abaye, says Abaye, tefillin. Now, so we started talking about tefillin. Hova asu liyadon, since they've came to a hand. Yeah, name Abu Milsa. Let's talk about tefillin. So here's a Hilchos tefillin. Hayah Baba Derech, a person was on a journey, a tefillin barosho, and he had tefillin on his hands, on his head, and I suppose he had it in his hand as well. V'shokol avach koma, and then suddenly it started to become shkia time. Okay, and the problem is it's Shabbos. It's not any days, it's Erev Shabbos. So, and you're not right. So, Meniach Yado Aleihem, he can cover, you know, you don't want to look, you know, you cover up the tefillin so no one's to see them. And Asha Megila Beiso, and just carry on walking, yeah, until you get to your house. So, Rashi, so this is not, why is it not Hoitza? It's not Hoitza Ara over here, because really, at the end of the day, it's Derech Malbush. You're wearing them, you're not carrying. Carrying means you've got to carry something in your hand. So, tefillin on a Torah level, there's no Issa meaning of Hoitza Ara if you're wearing the tefillin. Carrying tefillin is a problem, but wearing them won't be a problem. So therefore, in such a case, yeah, for the sake of not just, you know, dumping your, you know, tefillin on the side of the road, it's going to be bizarre to the tefillin, so we let you keep it on your head and carry on home. So now, similar case. Hayoshev Beis Midrash, he was in shul, in the learning, in Beis Midrash, and the Bati Midrashim used to be in the fields in those days. Okay, a tefillin b'roishoy, and a tefillin b'roishoy, V'kiddush olav yom, and then it became Shabbos again. Meniach yado aleihem, he places his hand upon them. Asher megila beisa, until he gets to his house. Okay, fine. That's a statement, right? So this is source one, Abaye, right? So Abaye says like this: that basically, if a person is it becomes Shabbos, and he basically what he does is he's allowed to carry on, put your hand, cover it up, and go home. Okay, meisiv Rav Huna. We're going to cash up from a brisa. Hiya Baba Derech, sounding similar to Abaye's case. He was on the way home, a tefillin barosho, and he had tefillin on his head. He had b'kiddush olav yom, and the day became holy. Meniach yado aleihem, very good. Asher megila lebeis hasamach l'choima. Oh, until he gets to the house, which is close to the city wall. Meaning, first house, put it there. You can't go home. You're going to give it to your neighbor, you know, the guy on the outskirts. Similar case. Higher Yoshev Beis Midrash. If he was in the learning till late, the Kiddush of Yom, and then it became Shabbos. Meniach Yado Aleihem. Same thing. He puts his hands upon them. Asher Megila Lebeis Samach Lebeis Midrash. Until he gets to the closest house to the Beis Midrash. So if you've got a kasha from a b'raisa says you can take him home. Yeah, and you see from this b'raisa that no, the first available opportunity that you have to place them, you should place them there, in that house. So answer the Gemara, no kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha de mincera. No, that is a case, right, which we said that you put it in the first available house when it was mincera. Mincera means, is lashon shmira in Aramaic. It was guarded. Yeah, it's safe. So there, if we can put your tefillin in that first house. But a bias case, ha de lo mincera. It wasn't guarded. Okay?
Beautiful.
So everything's fine. But, ask the Gemara, in a bias case, idol or mincera, if it's not mincera, right, my ear you baroshai, what is the relevance that they were on his head? And it became late. A filu machtan, even if they were like placed ba'ora on the ground, nami, you could also use, you're walking along and you see some tefillin on the floor. Yeah, the hatanan, we got a mishnah, so this is source number three, by the way, though, right? First source was a bayah, we said he takes it home. Second source was from the bayah, so we said you take it to the nearest available house. And now we're saying that even if it's on the ground, you can pick them up. Datanana moitzi tefillin. So when he finds tefillin, it's machnisin, zug. He would have to bring them, he finds five pairs of tefillin, but you can't carry on Shabbos, so he has to wear them. So he wears them till he gets wet, but he doesn't speak, but you can pick him up. Sorry. Now, lo kasha. Right, so this is where it gets a bit at the end. So we're going to go with Rabbeinu Hananel, which is the note at the back. Yeah, it's, so we've had three sources, yes. Yeah? So which sources are going to say this is this and this is that? So we're going to say over here, the sources we're going to say is going to be a baye and the b'raisa. Because this, right? So like this. Lo kasha. Ha, the mincera. That, when he said he put it in the first available house, is when it's mincera. Machmas kanvi and machmas kalvi. There's no problem of thieves or of dogs. So therefore, it's totally safe. You can leave it in the first house. But by his case, excuse me, had mincera, machmas kalvi, lo mincera, machmas kanvi. It's guarded because of kolovim, but there's thieves. So you don't be worried about putting it in the first house because maybe there's thieves there. Mount the table, what might you have thought? Road list in Israel. The majority of thieves are Israel. They knew. The law is Mizal's Libu. They're not going to. The Mechabin that's filling. So that. And you wouldn't think it'd be a problem. No, come on, lad. The majority of thieves are not Israel. Okay, how did a lot of maids up?